Good morning, good people. It is 14th October 2020. The readings are from Galatians chapter 5, verses 18 to 25, and the Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. For us, we have only two options in spiritual life: either led by the promptings of the Spirit of God, or attracted and acted upon by the inclinations of the evil spirit. We have a self-dominated life or spirit-directed life. We, each one of us, know by which we are leading our life as we reflect this reading. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. St. Paul proposes 15 behaviors that are harmful to our spiritual life. It is a description of selfish and sinful person's characteristics. Live by the Spirit, you will certainly not gratify the desire of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. The work of the flesh limits us, blinds us to see the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, while fruits of the Spirit frees us and makes us fruitful in our life. The Spirit of God teaches us to be humane. As we embrace the values of Christian life, we all need to work on our slavery to sin and transform ourselves to be selfless by our life in the Spirit. More we gratify our bodily desires, more we become self-centered, selfish, and sinful. What the Spirit brings is very different: life, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, truthfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. The responsorial psalm praises, "Those who follow you, Lord, will have the light of life." John chapter 8 verse 12. In the gospel, Jesus attacks and criticizes the attitudes of Pharisees. Scrupulosity, attention-seeking, and giving extreme importance to rituals are the attitudes were chided by Jesus in some of the Pharisees who deviated people from God. Honor and respect ought to be given spontaneously. It cannot be demanded or expected from anyone. These Pharisaic tendencies are found among us even today in our churches, communities, and families. We all need to work on the Pharisaism right within each one of us. May the Lord help us to live in the Spirit and deal with what is limiting us. Have a lovely day. God bless you.